put your lightest to the sky. How could I make sense when I got millions on my mind? Coming with that bullshit, I just put it to the side. Bought a sensor, baby, they could see it in my eye. My mama called, see you on TV. Sunset shit done changed ever since we was on. I dreamed it up. Ever since I was young, they said I won't be nothing. Now they always say congratulations. Worked so hard, forgot how to vacation. They ain't never had the dedication. People hating, say we changing, look, we made it. Yeah, we made it.
I was patient, yeah. Oh, I was patient. Now I can scream that we made it. Now everywhere I go, they say congratulations. Young nigga, graduation, yeah. I pick up the rock and I ball, baby. I'm looking for someone to call, baby. But right now I got a situation. Number old Ben Franklin. Big rings, champagne. My life is like a ball game. But instead I'm in a trap, though. Paso big, call it Super Bowl. Super Bowl, call the hoes, get in the rows. Top flow lifestyle, top hunch on post.
Honey, who did she? I'm gone.
My mama called, see you on TV. Sunset shit done changed ever since we was on. I dreamed it all. Ever since I was young, they said I won't be nothing. Now they always say congratulations.
Hey.
Worked so hard, forgot how to vacation. They ain't never had the dedication. People hating, say we changing, look, we made it. Yeah, we made it.
So sad.
Keeping when I need a guapador, like I'm cash out, eat a pop of those. Flowing on turtle Galapagos, running and grab the door. Man, this shit never minimal, feel like an animal. Yeah, bitch, I try to keep me cool. My coupe fast, your bitch know. My bitch slow, she do what I say so. And she always keep me on my toes. Popping that wall, man, I be gone. Just watch me go. Bitches, they watching me go. Walking around, ayy.
I get that band off, then I go drop that shit off. Pull up in a Porsche, shit popping off, pop that shit off. I got that bitch off, I tell her to knock that shit off, and I got my nut off, and she watch my nuts off.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is 1:05 in the morning. You got DJ Juju to listen to. I've got my co-show host Jake Arnstein, DJ. What's your DJ name?
My DJ name, fuck.
No cursing, mate. No cursing.
I'm sorry, you put me on.
You had a DJ name last time. You've been here before, which means you automatically have a DJ name.
DJ Jake, probably.
No, it was definitely something way cooler. It was definitely something. If you had a DJ name, it would probably be something that you would remember, wouldn't it? Though.
Yeah, so I didn't have one.
You don't think so?
No.
Because you would know.
I wouldn't know. I need some time to come up with one.
You would have known.
Yeah.
Wow. Great memory over here,
yeah.
Dr. DJ Jake coming at you live.
Hell yeah, here with the Milk Master himself, DJ Juju.
DJ Juju mixing beautiful, milk coming beautiful. At you live at 106.08 seconds in the morning, 91.5 FM WMFO Freedom Form Tufts Radio.
Beautiful morning here in Medford. Yeah, really tell it's gonna be a great day.
Yeah, the sun is already shining. It is 1:30. No, it's 1:06. Do you guys think we should get some food delivered? I'm getting kind of hungry now.
We'll see.
Okay. Right now, we were discussing how stupid we thought Cardi B was. So we decided to pull up on YouTube and funny interview situations, or funny moments in Cardi B's life, and we hope you all enjoy it as much as we do.
Here we go.
All right, ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1.
Guest is Cardi B. Where's she padding?
My name is Cardi B and I'm from the Bronx.
So Cardi, I want you to go a little bit more in depth about yourself. You're not just Cardi B from the Bronx.
Hello there. My name is Cardi B and I am from the Bronx. For example, like the type of man I like, I'm most likely gonna find him in the strip club because I like they got that shmoney, I like hood niggas, and I might just find him in the strip club. You might like a girl that likes go to the library, so you could just go to the library and you find her there. Depends on what you like, you know what I'm saying?
That's a good point.
Wanna fuck your cute ass, boo? How much you want that ass? Now, next, you trying to treat me like an escort or something. Save yourself some embarrassment. I will curve your ass, destroy your dreams, you know what I'm saying? I want to travel with you. We'll be cool. De corazón. Yeah, I don't really like traveling like that. I like to go shopping. I don't want to travel with you because you might kill me in a foreign country and nobody gonna know. Why would I want to travel with a stranger for?
If you could tell and you give that aura, but you really like her and you'd be like, yo, this is gonna be my winner, bitch. So it's just like, you gotta take her shopping for the first date. That's where you gotta take her.
If you have a crush on someone, but you're not sure if they like you back, what's some signals to look for?
I mean, on a girl level and everything, it's really not hard enough because if I like somebody, I just be like, damn, I am so fucking lonely. I wish I could fuck somebody right now. A nice, white, light-skinned guy with green eyes and long eyelashes. And then if the guy goes like this to me, I'll be like this. You know what I'm saying?
I get it.
And someone's telling the people, like, draw me or something, I print it out. Now, you know what I'm saying? I leave it somewhere just in case I got grandkids and be like, look, let's hear about your grandmama. Can you back me off drawing me? No. I don't like people that do artistic stuff and whatever. I like people that, like, you know, sell drugs, scam. I like the gangsters.
That we still love and, like, we like to, like, we like to dance. We like to money. We like to milli rock. We like to shmoney dance. People are just different here. Everybody's like, yeah.
So you got a new album coming out.
And no, it's a mixtape.
But it's going to be as epic as an album.
You know what? Well, I don't want to guess it, but okay.
You got the cheap ass.
Another girl, if I was her, I would have been like, well, you going to pay for my pedicure?
This DM says, sit on my cock. Yeah, I got too much ass for that. You can't even handle it, little boy. Go somewhere. Damn, I want you, and that's real. Well, I don't, and that ain't fake.
So you said you don't work out and you don't follow like a strict diet. What are you gonna do to get in shape?
Maybe I need to put like a stripper pole in my crib or something.
There's stripper classes. Why don't you just take those?
I don't got time for that.
What do you think about like fake butts? Because it's such a huge trend.
Oh, I got one. Look.
Is yours real?
It's like 75% real.
Oh, I'm gonna sugarcoat shit. But you know what I'm saying? Now I can't do that. Now I'm a retired stripper from God. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really a DM person, but if it's a guy trying to pursue a female, just send her pictures of something that she can never afford. Like, look at these shoes. These could be yours if you hang out with me. I'll be like, oh yeah? Look at that.
Now we're gonna do hip bridges with this fun Pilates ring, and it's gonna work our hamstrings and our glutes. Oh. So let's get on our back. So press through the heels and squeeze the glute, but lift up a little bit more.
I feel like this is the type of exercise that will make your body look great, right? But will stretch out your vagina.
So let me tell you how this one time I was sitting on a guy's face, right? And he was doing such a good job. Girl, I got carried away and I put my whole weight on him. Bitch, I broke his nose. We had to go to the hospital and say somebody jumped him.
That is a very real serious question. Come on now, a thot like me knows the question and you're not even one.
This arm down. And then this one a little bit up. And then just lift this leg to the side.
That looked more like a dog. Like a dog piss. Like, you know how a dog...
Yeah. So you... Do you feel it at like the top of your butt?
I feel like a fart gonna come out my ass. That's what I feel.
You know what I hate? When out of nowhere I talk to my ex-boyfriend, they'll be like, so how's your mama doing? So I miss her. You know my mama don't fuck with you! Stop playing with her before she do black magic on your ass. But me, I'm fine. I'm fine and whatever.
Oh, no, because girls always make that face and they be like.
I was like, what are you doing? He was like, that's the face you got to make to this.
Now, do you still enjoy McDonald's breakfast or are you fancy now?
Oh, my God. Today, I ate a bacon, egg, and cheese, but from Starbucks. So I guess I'm moving on up, guys. I'm moving on up.
You know what's so crazy? $100,000 on the wrist, but my outfit though, bitch, $60. Except for my shoes, but let's not talk about my shoes though. These glasses though, $10. Fashion Nova, baby. I'm gonna be on a budget until the day I die, bitch. You know what I'm saying? On some G shit, I don't even know how to tell the time on this shit, but it's cool though because I got a phone, right? All the jeans. See how fat they make my ass look, bro? It's like a motherfucking Brazilian butt lift, my nigga. $30, fashion over, baby.
We're here freezing.
I'm cold, but I gotta look good, so I'm just gonna eat it.
Here freezing.
I'm cold, Jesus. But I gotta take it, because this is a fashion. This is fashion, baby.
Don't die for fashion, boo.
Oh, now you gotta die for fashion. I took heats on my hair to look good. So I'm going to take cold to look good. Mm-hmm.
I see you over there checking out my thick thighs, thick thighs. Yeah, I got a smart mouth. And what? Keep it litty for my city, NYC. Take the whole nut and worry about no plan B. Yeah, I don't suck the dick. I eat the dick. You know what I'm saying? I take that whole nut. Like, real bitches take the whole night.
I'll buy that $100,000 watch.
Oh, I sure did.
What watch you bought?
You didn't see that watch she bought? Like a $100,000 watch. What kind of watch is that? An Audemars?
No, I got a Patek Philippe in there.
A Patek Philippe? I used to have, okay.
You know my ears cost a little $20,000. Oh, I got this. But you know, I'm a rapper now. I have to do it.
There you go.
Bitches be like...
Do you see my shoes, bitch? Can you take me a picture? Woo! We in the club, out! See these shoes that I fucked for?
Guys, so I have really bad news to tell y'all. I'm pregnant. Yep, I am. Psych, now y'all know damn well I ain't gonna have no fucking kid until I reach, not millions. Bitch already reached that. But millions! Millions!
I feel like having a kid is more of a attachment commitment than like marriage.
Hey, I'm sorry we had to put you all through that. I apologize for that. We're gonna get back on track with the original plan of the night, which is to listen to solely White Iverson for the rest of the night. JK, that's a joke, but we're gonna listen to it right now. Now I actually have to go fucking plug it in.
Fucking haters, you know. Hey, pop off. Them a smile and a laugh. Them would love to see you fall by the wayside. Them all a dig up your past. Pray for you don't fall fast. Them trigger mode from blast like them nana pride.
Blessed love to the you them.
When the coach them ready for nothing no way.
Send no message to the you them.
Praise the Almighty, don't go astray. Said I'm blind to you, fucking haters. Can't touch me, bullshit creators. Miss every silo, flight lad. Ask you how the world I run so.
Said I'm blind to you, haters.
Can't touch me, war instigators. Miss every silo, flight lad. Ask you how the world I run so. Una the day I talk. Just shoot me white like chalk. Lick a pussy all gwan. Go play the real scat. Them all the heap on me yard. Just shoot me mother work hard. 100 foot that cause she was swimming at the tide.
Blessed love to the you them.
Ocha bless no man curse no way.
Send out a message to the you them.
Only faith cut tomorrow's another day. Said them blind to you fucking haters. Can't touch me bullshit creators. Miss every silo flight lad. Ask ya how the world a run so. Said I'm blind to you
haters.
Can't touch me war instigators. Miss every silo flight lad. Hey, ask ya how the world a run so. Uno can't tell me nothing, Mr. Envy. Use the talent and the vice what God has sent me. Enough people out the road them chatting all a friend me. But me on the back them a end me. But me not give a damn by horse and a piece of land. Me walking on me timber and not tell me for a simple time. Just two wanna see me come. Only God to feed me and you know why see me cross the law. Uno better know. I'm blind to you haters. Can't touch me war instigators. Miss every silo flight lad. Ask ya how the world a run so. Said I'm blind to you
haters.
Can't touch me rumor creators. Miss every silo
flight lad.
Hey, ask ya how the world a run so. I'm blind to you haters. Can't touch me bullshit creators. Miss every silo.
Sweet, sweet sense, you know. Yeah, I. Yeah, I. Na, 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 na. So what? Yo. Finally the herbs come around. The high grade when me a look for me get it by the pound, yeah. Sweet sense, you come around. Me a take a little jar and pass it around, so. Finally the herbs come around. The high grade when man a look for me stock it by the pound, yeah. When Babylon a come around, ask them where them a go search for. Ever since the herbs slow down, police and road boy them in a showdown. Them a search round the compound. You'd know a man and a weed clown. Find a little piece of land and a plot me home ground. So tell the youth none of it set feel. Too much crack and cocaine I make the world I feel ill, you know. Enough ganja, enough spliff a bill. Only thing where you make man feel chill, when me say. Finally the herbs come around. The high grade when me a look for me get it by the pound, yeah. When Calibud come around, up your ganja man tune, just a lick from the sound, yeah. Finally the herbs come around. The high grade when man a look for me stock it by the pound, yeah. When Babylon a come around, ask them where them a go search for. There's nothing like this sweet, sweet sensei. The first time me take a job was in elementary. Reach high school, get the herb it plenty. Like scare them dope, this watch a one a lanky, yeah. Mr. Spock's never empty. The $50 bag we call that half century. Me stop me own herb documentary.
Wow. So, what's everyone's favorite snack? Call me up. The number is 855-915-WMFO or 855-915-9636. Give me a ring and tell me what your favorite snack is, because I do want to know. and I'm making a poll in my social psychology class. Because I feel like the world needs to know and understand the preferences of modern day university students. So that's basically what social psychology is anyway, isn't it? No, it's not. Well, okay, yeah, what do you want to talk about? What's going on in the world? Like, anything you want to, like, share with the world, you know?
I mean, like, we're living in some crazy times right now. Just, if we survive,
this we'll is be historic.
Able to look,
we
we'll
are
be able to look back on this and say, holy shit, mm-hmm. like, we survived.
We on a probably historic the worst time.
Global catastrophe ever.
I don't know. I feel like World War II was pretty
well,
shit.
Of course, yeah. No, I don't think anything could ever get as bad as World War II.
I mean, I don't know. We've got nuclear weapons now, and all it takes is one more world war, and that's all we need.
Yeah, exactly.
It's gonna be North Korea. The next nuclear bombs is gonna be used by North Korea.
Yeah.
Do you think they're ever gonna get a nuke? I mean, they haven't. They have huge bombs. They've got very big bombs, but
I
don't know.
The issue isn't really the nuke at this point. It's the fact that South Korea will get flat. You get flattened by a conventional assault. I mean, they can flatten Seoul in like 10 minutes. And
yeah, but like North Korea. Yeah, but they know that they'd be destroyed immediately. You know.
Yeah. Well, so here's coming from an IR perspective. A lot of people think that Kim Jong-un is playing on bullshit irrationality, using irrationality as a coercive or a compellent tactic, because if you think he's crazy and completely unpredictable, then you actually think he's batshit insane enough to launch a nuke.
Mm-hmm.
And so that keeps people from messing with you. It's like, you know, you don't touch the crazy guy or like he'll actually kill you. Which would make sense, because I don't believe that, you know.
Yeah, so, yeah, he doesn't want to be messed around with, and he knows that as soon as he stops being radical, I guess, or he believes if he stops being radical, then people will start doing stuff. But that's not true. No one's going to do anything.
Yeah.
Why would you think that? And the thing
is
everyone...
He's extremely paranoid.
Dude, no, they believe... North Koreans believe that that there was a huge that North Korea that the United States and all the West all of knowledge
is a lie spread by
wasn't even a lie, but they attacked them and wanted all of them dead, you know. And they have all these like North Korean history is about how they defeated the US, you know. And it's about how they are the center of the world.
Yeah. No, and it's really insane. Have you seen the documentaries where they go into North Korea?
I've seen a couple of Vice documentaries.
Like the Vice documentaries or the one with like the eye surgeon who goes there. Have you seen that?
Maybe. I remember specifically him going to the sitting down, right, at a North Korean hotel, and they brought out food. For an entire
like banquet hall, yeah,
an entire banquet hall. Yeah, but he was the only one there, and he was the only one that ate, and there were like 15 people
but
just
he was saying,
just there
and
to
do you
watch
remember it. When I think it's the one where they go to the tea. There's the tea girl.
Hmm.
Is the one where they go to the tea shop, and there's that girl there, and like you know, she's like there, supposed to, you know, she's pretty young lady, supposed to. And then Shane Smith is literally like, he's like, you realize that she's been waiting like 2 years for someone to come. It's really so surreal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so transparent. And they just are so oblivious.
Do you think so? 2 years, though? Is that true?
It is a long ass time. People do not often go to North Korea. A lot of Russians and Chinese go to North Korea.
No, I'm talking about specifically that person having a visitor.
Well, because it's very specifically set by like
it's only oh that person's only for
the whole anytime you go to North Korea, it's the whole thing's planned out like meticulously. They you see, you do not see anything they don't want you to see. They show you all the stuff that they want you to see, and that's it. You know what I mean? It's very...
It's crazy.
It's like everyone goes to that T-girl.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, she's cute.
At least
at least
for the few Western tourists.
It was just so funny. Like, imagine just like a Western... Like, as a Westerner, I'd go there, and I could just say to anyone, look, I can get you back. And they'd be like, yeah, do it. Like you know, they'd... You could save someone's life.
Dude, if only it were that easy, dude. Like, first of all, if you did that, their whole family would go to a prison camp.
You, really?
Yeah, that's what they do. Literally, they're called, well, they're death camps, essentially. And they,
no way.
They have people are, like, born, because when you go to these camps, they put your whole family in there, too. So, like, people are born.
Is this now? Is this right now?
This is still happening.
Really?
Yeah. It's horrific. And basically, like, these people are... This is... Some people
There's
are,
no way
some
it's
people
as bad
are
as
born
Holocaust.
In the camp.
There's no way it's as bad as the Holocaust.
It's different. He's not actively trying to kill people. It's like trying to exterminate the Korean people.
Yeah, he's not. You
know, it's a genocide.
Is it?
Sure. Well, it seems like it probably will be considered one. It's how many people have died under...
How many people have died?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
does no one know?
No one knows. I mean, all that stuff is... See, it's highly super secretive. I suspect if North Korea falls, they will incinerate all that information, probably. So we might never know what it's really like.
What is going to happen? It's crazy. We've got in the world... I think the most pressing issue is North Korea.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I think so.
Like the worst thing that's possible.
It's an existential threat to everyone.
To everyone.
Yeah.
Dude, where do you think they
like,
would?
Like,
you know, if they fired on Washington, do you think it would even get here? Do you think like
we shoot it down. We probably shoot it down before it gets to mainland U.S.
I mean, how would you? Would we know as soon as they fired it, like that it was coming for us? Would we be able to say, would we be like, as soon as it's launched, we'd be like, oh, okay, we've got like 10 minutes to kill this thing.
Yeah, well, because like, they detect like seismic activity when like a bomb is launched. That's how they figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
So they do, yeah, I mean, we would probably have the capability to intercept it. Like I said, it's not really the issue of us getting hit by a nuke, it's like South Korea or Japan or Taiwan or something getting hit by a nuke. That's like the really like what's more most.
I mean, they do have the
happen.
Range to hit mainland U.S.
Yeah, I know. But no, the people who will suffer, like South Korea, will suffer far more than anyone else. If they shot,
is California close to them or is New York close to them? Oh, are we close to them?
To North Korea?
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me?
We're closer, definitely.
California? It's a fucking Pacific. It's the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, Pacific's huge, sorry. Yeah,
you're an idiot. We are much farther away from North Korea. But yeah. Whatever happens, South Korea is also getting like to be a Pyrrhic victory. Like they will get obliterated. Even if North Korea then gets obliterated.
Mm.
And the whole country would burst like a bubble if Kim died. I mean it would.
What country is exactly 12 hours
ahead of us?
Mm-hmm.
North Korea is probably close to that.
Is anything higher than that?
No, it's the international dateline, right? It's 12 hours.
It's 12 hours?
Yeah.
That's a very, it's a very interesting thing.
North Korea is probably the second farthest because like, the international dateline goes east around Russia and comes back. Like,
mm-hmm.
Like, the international dateline is, like, it's like this. It's, like, mm-hmm. It's not a straight line of longitude. There's a further ahead time zone after the Koreas, I think. So, they're probably 11 or 12 hours ahead. Or they're like Greenwich Mean Time plus 12.
Mm-hmm.
So you have
no. So this is really interesting. So you've got 12.
We're GMT minus 5.
Yeah.
And they're GMT plus 12.
Is there like
16 hours? It's like 17 hours. I could see that actually.
It's just weird to think about, like, you go.
Because Boston to London is only 5 hours, and that's really far. So I think it's more than just 1 to 12 hours.
That's like three.
We could also very easily.
Okay, so
this up.
It's like, so what is the circumference of the Earth?
I don't know.
I think it's like.
It's like 42,000
miles.
Something like that.
Or it could be 24,000 miles.
No, it's not 24,000 miles. 24,000 miles isn't even like the Pacific. It's something insane, like 7.
It's 3,500 miles from here to London.
Okay. So I'd say that's like, okay. That's a lot of miles.
So it's probably 300 miles.
300.
So it's probably like 2,800 just if you're going straight. 2,800 miles if you're going straight from Boston to the right.
To London.
Yeah, but didn't go up, you just went straight.
I don't know. We could also very easily look it up. I'm gonna look it up right now. So I'm actually interested.
Twenty-four thousand nine hundred miles. That's what I said. I said it was 24,000. That's what I'm saying, guys. You see, I knew it was the
Shut off your mind, just lock the blind. Take off my frock, there, baby. Just swerve 2 times, back up, reverse. Pick up my bumper, lay me down, there, baby. Dip on a high grade flight. Hold me now, you're squeezing so tight. Hold me now, you're feeling so right.
One life we live, enjoy the night. I wanna say,
I don't know what you used to. And I don't think about the used to. Open door, know what you do to me. Forget all that she used to. Where you come to? Where you come to? Where you come to? Where you come to?
heading for beautiful valleys and far on the other side. From the heartline to the nightline, you can like a crystal fountain. In my heart of love, soul of reborn pride. Take time, listen to your message. Time to listen to find out who you are.
the cotton is high. Oh, your daddy's rich and your ma is good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry.
One of these mornings, you're gonna rise up singing. Yes, you spread your wings and you take to the sky. But till that morning, there's nothing can harm you. Standing by.
Summertime.
If the river senses
and the living is easy.
Oh, Betty Susan.
Fish are jumping and the cotton is high. Oh, your daddy's rich, and your ma is good-looking.
spell on you, girl, because you're mine. Now listen.
But no time.